Which way to the finish line?
You can't get there from here.
Strap on your pee pee.
Wide army. Running with scissors.
H-W-Y-R-T.
How come you're not running right now? No, seriously, grab some headphones and go for a run while you listen.
Come on, Bright.
And now, without further ado, here are Brian and Peter.
Brian, I must protest. Why are we meeting on Zoom to record when in just a handful of days we're going to be in person live at the GBH studio at the Boston Public Library, steps away from the finish line of the Boston Marathon? Why are we doing this? What? Get off the Zoom.
That's exactly why we're on the Zoom, to tell the people. Hywartians, if you are within the sound of our voices, please come to the Boston Public Library on Saturday, April 16th, between 11 and 1. Join us, a live event, a live Boston Marathon podcast event.
Wait, when are we doing it? Saturday?
Saturday, April 16th, just a couple of days from now.
At 11 a.m.? What happens if they come at 1:30 p.m.? They missed it?
They missed it.
They missed it. So it's 11 to 1. It's a two-hour window of us recording. Brian, is it just you and me just talking up running and marathon talk? Is that us? Is that what we're doing?
Well, if no one shows up, that's exactly what's going to happen. But there are going to be some Hywartians there. But we're also going to have special guests to talk to, and you're going to get to meet them and hang out with them. You know, people like, oh, I don't know, sports psychologist Emily Saul.
Emily Saul of the November Project.
You know, and maybe somebody like Chris Heisler, maybe somebody like, I don't know, Allison Desir, some old friends, maybe Brogan and Boyan from the November, also of the November Project. Who knows who's going to show
up? The founders of November Project. Yeah. Wait, what about Michael Goff? I hear he's showing up.
You mean this guy?
What's slow, sweet, and sticky?
Michael Goff!
Actually, it's molasses.
Michael Goff!
Yeah, I think there'll probably be some bulldogs there.
You know, we haven't heard from them, but I bet you either Flat Lori or, I hate to say it, maybe even Paul will show up. Maybe they'll both show up. Can you imagine if they both showed up? What would that sound like?
Forged in the frozen north, tempered on the trail, sharpened on the street, Lori is taking her conch shell to the world's toughest foot race.
Day of the Jekyll. You've heard of the running of the bulls. This is the running of the calves. 50K, 100 mile, all day, all night. Day of the Jekyll.
Well, it's certainly going to be the day of 1,000 stars. I mean, there's a lot of people coming out to come visit and play with us and get on the mics. I'm very excited, Brian.
I haven't heard this person might show up.
On fleek, en fuego, caliente. How was your millennial today? How was your avocado toast today? How's Fast Funny Ellen London today?
Oh, man, that's
you
a
never
deep
know.
Cut.
You never know that's who's going to show up.
I hope that's true. You know, it's going to happen right between 11 and 1, and that means I got to eat because I'm on this whole crazy Whole 30 thing. I got to give you an update on that in a minute, but I'm probably going to have to call out the Salad Angel. Oh, it's always good.
Yeah, well, you know, what is in your feedback, Peter?
Strap on your feedback. Come and get it.
All right, if you want to cut right to it, then yeah, I can tell you how this is going, because we're recording this toward the tail end of day 11. Now, that may not seem like much, but according to the book, the Whole 30 book, days 10 and 11 are where you question everything. You doubt yourself. You doubt everything. And you feel probably the worst. And then it gets all good. I will say that in general, over the last 11 days, I have felt very good. It hasn't been that challenging. Except now I'm starting to dream about food.
So you've eliminated all bread and grains. You've eliminated
all grains. All, gone.
All alcohol.
Gone.
All saturated fats.
No, not necessarily. All alcohol, meaning all sugars as well. So that's really, alcohol is really about the sugar. So the sugar's gone. Grains gone. Dairy gone.
Right. Legumes.
All,
beans.
And legumes. That's the really, yeah, all beans, peanuts, chickpeas, all that's gone. So basically, I'm just eating a lot of salads. I'm eating some fruit, but not too much fruit because I just don't want too much fruit in my life. I have two or three pieces a day. I eat chicken, lean beef, pork, a lot of potatoes.
It's the meat and potatoes diet.
It's the meat and potatoes with some eggs. I will tell you that today, as a treat, I stopped off at Michael's Deli in Coolidge Corner, and I convinced him to sell me $10 worth of just corned beef. In a little bowl. He sent me, give me a little bowl of meat and a plastic fork. It was the best thing I've had in 11 days.
This does not sound like a healthy diet if it's corn, a bowl of corned beef is a recommended.
I didn't say it was recommended. I'm not too sure anybody would recommend that. I'm saying it was Whole30 safe, so I ate it. Now, I'm definitely coming in under my calorie count every single day. Because the things I'm eating don't have huge calorie counts. Salads don't have much, you know. Potatoes have some, but I'm not putting anything on them. They're just either baked or air fried. They're just potatoes, you know. It's fascinating. My energy level's pretty decent. And again, the whole point of me trying this was an anti-inflammatory situation. My hip pain is diminished. That is a real thing.
That is excellent.
And please keep in mind, this isn't, I wouldn't recommend this as a life plan. This is it's a whole 30, it's 30 days.
And that,
this
that
is
was
science.
My question, right?
Right. You're going to try this. You're going to see how you do. And on day 31, now you've got to decide your first thing to reintroduce. In my world, it might be cheese. I don't know. Because I really miss cheese. I'm really thinking about pizza quite a bit. Mm-hmm. That's okay. And then you slowly reacclimate into those things. And then you see, do any of my old feelings return? Because if they do, that might mean that thing that you just reintroduced 24 hours ago or 2 days ago could be the culprit. Who knows?
No, it makes a lot of sense. And in some ways, you are in the forefront of the diet world. It almost makes you a trendsetter.
Trendsetter.
I don't know about that. I think this whole thing's about 15 years old, and I'm way behind the times, but that's fine.
Sounds a lot like Atkins, but let's move on. Let's talk about Saturday. So we're going to be there for 2 hours. People are going to come in. It's right in the shadow of the grandstands of the finish line of the Boston Marathon.
Quite literally. It's dark in there. Be prepared.
Yeah. It's not the windows of the world that it normally is when you're looking
not
out
exactly,
at
no.
Boylston and Exeter Streets. You're looking at the bleachers. But that's fine. It's an exciting weekend. We're going to be broadcasting. That's a funny word to use. We're going to be recording there. We'll be broadcasting locally to the people sitting next to us.
Yes, the News Feed Cafe will be open the entire time we're there. You can grab lunch,
coffee,
you can grab coffee. They have quite a few juices and other smoothie type things. It's a nice little cafe. You're going to be able to hear us chit chat with whoever comes on the mic. And we hope to meet some of you too that we've never met. Have you? I don't know if you've seen this on socials. This has developed, I think, in the last day or so. Kathleen from the Virgin Islands, who's been a long time listener. And I don't know if you know this, I believe was coached by Professor Lollipop.
Eureka! I've done it again!
Yay! Kathleen from the Virgin Islands is coming in to town and is going to stop by. I mean, that's a major... I think Michael Goff is going to meet Kathleen. That's a big deal for Michael Goff.
This is Sat Stat Chatter's opportunity to meet each other in real life. This isn't social media friendships. This is real life people meeting people.
Can you imagine that? People who meet people. I'm excited.
I'm so psyched. Even if we don't record a word, it's going to be fun. But well, we'll record a few words.
I think we should probably record a few words. There's going to be very interesting people there who have a lot of good things to say about running in general, Boston Marathon specifically. I even hear someone named Marathon George might be there.
Who's that?
Well, that's George Woodward right there.
Marathon George. Go catch that sheep.
It'd be so great if the sheep showed up. I don't even know if she listens anymore.
Danielle the sheep?
Danielle the sheep, if you're out there.
Danielle the sheep was working the expo one year, and I did meet her.
I know you did, and I know that George, for a fleeting moment the other day on Strava, was neck and neck with the sheep in terms of mileage. Danielle, if you're listening to this, if you can stop by, I've never met you. It would be great. It would be one for the record books, but we also understand. People like their anonymity.
Let me tell you something else about Strava. Today, I looked at the Strava, and it called me a local legend for Harvard Stadium, saying I've done the most in the last 3 months of my group. I don't know what that means, because it's certainly not true. Like, I don't know how many times I've done it, but there have to be people who have done it more. Is it just, has it selected?
It depends what's your local group. Like, if it's me.
I have no idea.
Then,
right,
yeah,
if it's you and me, I'm always the local legend.
You sure are, yes.
But it's not, I don't know how it determines that. So
I think it's you, me, chickens.
Right.
And your mailman.
Right. So if I go once a year, I'll
local
be the
legend.
Local legend.
Boom.
Right.
Badge earned.
Right. So it was very, I mean, it was humbling and also very strange to see that show up this morning.
So how was your run today? Was it good?
Today's Thursday. I've taken to not running on Thursdays because I need a break from the beginning of the week as we lead into the weekend. I'm starting to build a schedule for Anchor Down. It's going to require a lot of logistics because there's a lot of long running on the weekends, which may have to happen on like Friday and Saturday or Friday and Sunday and not weekend days. I don't know. It's going to be an adventure. How about you? How was your run today?
Today was good. Today was just a couple miles. It was more out of need for an errand I had to run. It was utilitarian. It wasn't glamorous. I wore a backpack, which I never love to do. I got a good sweat. I put feet to asphalt, shoe to asphalt. It was fun.
I love those runs for chores or whatever. What do we call them? You know, when you go out and you have to run some errands, literally. No, I love that. I love running errands. Why do you say that's like utilitarian and not real?
Because I didn't like let my mind go, not fully. You know, if you go for a run, dedicated run, I went on one 2 days ago. It was dedicated for that, and it felt great.
Ah, I understand.
You know, and I'm doing the thing without the watch now. I'm speaking of Strava. I'm not on Strava right this minute because I'm not recording my runs. So that might look to the average person that I'm not running, but I am running. I'm just doing it off the grid, old school. I have a generator. And I no longer have a web presence, but everything's fine.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm excited to run down to the BPL Saturday and get there for our 11 o'clock start time. Again, we're live at the GBH studio at the Boston Public Library on Boylston Street at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. 11 to 1, come on down. No tickets, no nothing like that. No IDs, just come on in. And get yourself a coffee, sit on down, hear what we have to say. Say hi.
You know what I have to say?
Tell me this.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. This has been a very mini episode, 252. How was your run today? Okay. With Brian Gould, Peter Villa, the music. As always, composed by Jeff Cronenberg, who probably won't show up on Saturday, but now that I've said his name, he might. Doubt it. And the artist in residence is Andrew Bonnie Gould.
Peter, I'm going to confirm that this is episode 252. It's a mini one, but it counts, you know. We're going to have a much longer episode on Saturday, April 16th, at the Boston Public Library in the GBH studio. Come on down from 11 to 1. You have your real life Sat Stat chat right there. If you can't make it, then go on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Tell us where you ran, how the weather was, and please include a sweet, sweet photo.
You know, 11 to 1 is also the odds in it being a decent show.
I think our odds are better than that.
Okay. Are you going to come to my house and we walk down there together? How are we getting there?
Well, I have to carry the mics.
Who's going to carry the mics? Who's going to carry the mics and the amps?
Yeah, it's going to be me. So,
give me a little who's going to carry the boats real quick.
Who's going to carry the boats and the logs? Who's going to carry the boats?
I don't hear anything, so it's not being recorded.
Well, I was enjoying it.
I bet you seemed really happy. Yeah, I felt bad ruining it.